starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of the narrow lines. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Tzad Hasam. Hamalvus Chaverim Moasam Amashkim. If you lend your friend money, you take collateral. Or Hamaisi Shtaraisim Lebedin. Or somebody who hands his physical shtaris to Bedin. Which principle is does the same? Eim Shamkin. It doesn't get voided in Shemitah. So Mishlam Hamaisi Shtaraisim Lebedin, the Tavs Lebedina. I can understand giving over your shtaris to Bedin. Bedin is now doing the collecting, not you, so it's okay. So Rashi, the Tavs Lebedina, that's Karen Hefker. They have the power of Hefker, Bedin, Hefker, like by principle. Because Ben Malva, like Kavina Belenigas, he's not collecting. But Ela Malva Lamashka, my timer. Why if a guy lends to the collateral and he doesn't have a principle, and he wasn't by Sistrais of Lebedin, why is he allowed to collect? I'm a rubber machine, the toughest leg. He's holding it. He's not collecting. He has it. He has the collateral, which is a means of payment. Now, if the guy wants to pay him to get his collateral back, that's fine. You're not asking him for something. You have it already. You can go and ask him for the money, but you're not really collecting because he tells you no, you have it.
So that means he owns it.
I didn't say that. I said he has it. Let's give the Gemara 4 lines. What happens if you borrow money from a guy and the lender happens to be living in the chatzer of the borrower? He's living there. So, theoretically, he also has a means to collect that he has already. He's living in the chatzer. Nothing to do with the loan. He happens to be living in the guy's chatzer, and then he loans the guy $100. He was living in the chatzer beforehand. It's fine. Now, he has the chutzner. Theoretically, he already has the chutzner. You can tell me it's not Mishamet? Okay, now he's going to Mishamet. A Malay, no. Shiny Mashkin, the Kunalay, but you're going to be a the difference between collateral and living in the guy's chutzner. Living in the guy's chutzner, you don't really own anything. And Mashkin, you get ownership in. The Amr of Yitzchak, Minayin, the Balchayim, Shekain, the Mashkin. The Balchayim has a certain amount of Kinyan in the Mashkin. It becomes his to a certain extent. Shenemar l'chati etzdaka. It says that if the guy needs his mashkin back, for instance, he's giving you a mashkin, his daytime clothing. So he needs it back every morning. So you give it back. So he says you get charity for doing that. Now you don't get charity for giving somebody his own thing back. You're a nice guy, but you don't call it charity. Charity is if you give up of your own. Why does the Torah call the guy who gives the mashkin back by day, takes it back by night? Why does it say it's charity? If ain't a kaina, tzedakah minayin. It says every day you give it back, you get charity. What's charitable? Again, it's nice, you're bachesed, but the word tzedakah means you give something of your own. Giving back the mashkin. We're not talking about the original loan. That's not already.
That's where the original charity comes from.
Again, no. The Torah says, give it back daily, ulachot tzedakah.
Yeah, but it could be security before, and you were safe. And not
again. Let's listen to the Torah.
I'm hearing.
The Torah says, when you take a mashkin, give it, and he needs it back daily, give it back, and you get charity for giving it back daily. Why do you get charity for giving it back daily? It's your item. It's his item.
Because now you have a loan with no security.
Again, that's not charity.
Why?
Charity means you're giving something up of yours.
You gave it up.
You're not giving up yours. It's not yours.
Yeah, but your security is with yours.
Again, security is not a kinyan unless you tell me that security, that's what the Gemara is proving, that when you get it, it's yours. That's, and therefore, when you give it back, you're giving him your item to use during the day. Rashi, the toughest leave ain't the next of a type of club. Shiny mask of the metalkli, the cunningly the malva. If he loses it, he's responsible. Right? He becomes responsible for this item. And he gives it back. He's giving back an item that he has somewhat of an ownership in. Can't sell it. Not his completely, but he has some kind of kinyan in it that he gives up when he gives it back, and that's Dukkah. Don't think about it right there. It's not Hustle. I want to point out that we're going to learn the next Gemara, like Rashi, and other Mishnayim are very don't understand Rashi, and a lot of people will have questions here in Rashi as well, but Rashi remains Rashi. I will try to do my best to give it a understanding, but I just want to say that the Rishayim have a kasha on Rashi, and everybody here in this room probably will have the same kasha, so let me give me a chance to explain myself. If somebody comes at the end of Shemitah, after Shemitah, I know it says Mishvias, but Rashi says it doesn't mean during Shemitah, it means after Shemitah. Because during Shemitah, you can accept the loan back, even according to the Rush, who says you're not allowed to collect the loan during Shemitah. That was the Chumrah of the Rush. He agrees that if somebody comes and pays you back, you're allowed to accept it. Rashi says, in the time that Shvias was Naeg. Interesting that Rashi says, Bisman Shashvias Nehegas. It makes it sound that there's a time Shvias is not Naeg. Naeg with Rabbanon anyway. But I think what Rashi means to say is that it's Nehegas, meaning there's no principle. There was nothing to avoid Shemitah from kicking in. The Avra all of Shvias, what, sorry? Can't hear you.
The Shita is not Naeg Bisman of that. Rashi's Rebbe,
right? No, it's Naeg Midrabanan. It's not Naeg Midraisa, but it's Naeg Midrabanan. We don't have a sheet that says not Naeg at all. Even though there are Rishayim to allude to the fact that it's not even Naeg Midrabanan, but it's not so clear where that came from because we learned the whole sugya, and nobody said a word about Shemitah not being Naeg at all.
So what's the Machlokes with Rebbe and Rabbanan?
Whether it's Derisa or Drabanan.
Oh, they
say it's Derisa. Yeah. The Avraham of Shvias, and then Shvita passed, and then he gave it back. So Rashi tells you right away, don't ask me the question that says Bishvias, which usually would mean during Shvita. Here it doesn't mean during Shvita. He would not have to give it up. So Rashi right away takes the word Bishvias and says, don't bother me, don't ask me the question. Bishvias doesn't mean during Shvita, it means after Shvita. Fine. He has to say Mishamatani. So it's Machlokes Rishayim. Rav Rishayim learn, and this is the way I'm going to learn the Sugya, that Shemitah works whether you say Mishamatani or not. But besides Shemitah working automatically, you have a mitzvah to say Mishamatani. We learned it out from Zed Dvar HaShemitah that you should speak out the words of Shemitah. So if the guy comes to offer to pay you, tell him Mishamatani. Not that you have a choice in the matter, because the Torah took it away anyway. But it's a mitzvah on you to say Mishamarani. Because the Torah said the Zed Zvar HaShemitah. The Torah wants you to speak it out. That's why. It doesn't make a difference. If the guy doesn't offer to pay you back, you don't have to hunt him down to say Mishamarani. If he comes to pay you back, the most Mishayim learn, he doesn't have to pay you back anyway. It's Mishamar automatically. But there's a mitzvah on you to say Mishamarani. There is a sheet of the Urayim who says that the Shemitah does not void the loan. It's when he comes to pay you back, you're mechuyev to say, I void it. It doesn't void on its own. You're not allowed to collect it, and if he decides to pay you back on his own, because the loan is still active, you're mechuyev to void it. That's the Urayim Shita. But it's a... Again, I don't count Rishayim, but it seems to be the different Shita than most Rishayim. Most Rishayim learn that Shvias is called Avkata de Malka. Hashem voided the loan. The king voided the loan. The Urayim holds Shvias is a chiyuv on you to void the loan. Because we learn now from the Zed Dvar HaShemitah that you have to say Mishamarani. So the Urayim sees from that the loan is not voided. It's your obligation to void the loan. And the other Mishayim learned, the loan is voided anyway. Besides for that, you have a mitzvah to say Mishamarani.
You take without saying it, of course, your ring
would be Gezbo. Not Gezbo, you weren't Makayim the mitzvah of Shemitah.
But if you take that,
I don't know, I'm going to the Urayim, it's a mitzvah you say Mishamarani, if you don't, you don't. You're about to a mitzvah. Urayim
says that you have to say
it. Urayim says it's not automatically voided.
Take that money without saying anything.
Why are you guys? Why ain't stealer? Why are you stealing? He owes you the money.
Oh, it's not Mishayim. Oh, then what about the other
Mishayim? The other Mishayim say he's voided.
Okay.
It's voided. It's, you shouldn't take it. It's Bzela. If he's paying back a loan, he has no loan. There's a mitzvah besides for that to say Mishayim Anani. That's how most Rishayim work. The Arayim is a, again, I mentioned this, but it's not the sheet that people go with. Weiter. Vim amar le'av ha'pikein, yikabo amenu. If the guy says, after you said to him, you don't owe me the money, Mishayim Anani, and he says, I still want to give it to you, you're allowed to take it. Shenemar v'zed dvar ha'shemitah. As long as you say the dibur, he's allowed to give it to you afterwards. Again, you made it clear to him that he doesn't owe you the money. If he wants to give it to you, that's his option. That's his prerogative. It's not obligated, but it's an. If he wants to pay you back, it's not a payback anymore. You voided the loan. It was voided either by the Rabbi Shlomo or you. But either way, you told him no. If he wants to give it to you anyway, you're allowed to take it. Rashi. He's allowed to take it. Shem said to Rashmita, Tzarech loy medibur shol shmita. Okay. Amar Rabba, now here comes, I'm going to say Rashi's pshat, Rishayim argue. The Tauyalei of the Amar Hachi. Rashi learns, you can hang him on a tree till he offers to pay you after you said Misham Arani. You say Misham Arani, and if he turns and walks out, you say, hey, sir, I have something to show you. You can pick him up. Hang him on a tree and say, listen, you have an option. You want to give it to me anyway, or you want to stay in the tree? Now, you can do that, Rashi's saying, you can do that until he offers to pay you on his own. You can persuade him, in quotes, to pay you on his own. Rashi, v'tayyalei, imhoya writes a lakzaboy, if he doesn't want to pay you, he's lenu al eitz, imgavri yadai, if you have the ability to do it, adi amaloi afapikai. Now, everybody was trying to ask, so what's going on here? It's a game? You say v'shamer ani, and if the guy walks away not wanting to pay you, you hang him?
And what do you need a principle for?
Well, not everybody can hang everybody else. You know what I mean? It depends if you have the ability to hang the guy or not. Rashi's saying, im gavra yadai. If you're a strong fella, and this guy is a pinto, right? As Rabbi Cohn called him before, a little person. Rabbi Cohn Shlita. Right? I'm talking about a short guy, right? If he is, then you can hang him and make you pay. So all the Rishayim are very bothered by this. The Bach ad answers, the Rashi only says it if the guy offered to pay you. Meaning, the guy didn't have to offer to pay you the first time. If you learn Shmias voids alone, why is the coming guy offering to pay you? And if the guy never offered to pay you, you cannot hunt him down and hang him on a tree. You're not allowed to. Well, you get this around over him. He came to offer to pay you. Once he offered to pay you, that means he still wants to pay you, at least for a moment he wanted to pay you. You can keep that moment going. That's what Rashi learns according to the Bach. The other Rishayim are very, don't understand Rashi. They're not happy with this pshat. So they say a different pshat. The Meiri says, the Tauyalei means you can make him feel bad. You can like say, you know, I'm such a nice guy, I lent you the money, I was a nice guy, and this is how you're treating me. You can make him feel bad. Someone to learn the Tauyalei means give him the sad eyes. You know, like hang your eyes, droop your eyes, feel, make him feel like he's a little bit of a not nice guy for doing this. That you're allowed to do, so he says it. So the other Rishayim learn, you can do words, according to some, or face, whatever the word would be, things, according to others, till he says, Ava Pikein. Rashi is the one that adds that you can physically force him, and again, the other Rishayim are bothered by that, and I said, it'll be a fair Gemara to understand, according to Rashi, but that's what Rashi says. That's
Rabbi Margaretten? Rabbi Margaretten?
Somebody's talking, Dr. Brett, yes.
If the guy wants to do the right thing, the chachila, he should want to pay him?
Yes. I'll say it again. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shviyas, Hamach Zuchayv L'Chaber Acha Shviyas, Ruach HaKham and Neichemenu. The Chacham are very happy with the person who says, Ava PK, yes.
So that's what we're doing here.
Right, except the Rashi has you force him, which is a big Kiddush. But you don't learn like Rashi, you make him feel bad until he...
Rashi's talking about after the... What's Rashi saying that?
After you said Meshamed Ani,
right.
And he said, okay, have a nice day, you can say, oh, no, don't go anywhere. With Rashi, you can pick him up, hang him on a tree, and say, if you want to get down at the tree, you'll think about something to tell me. And he has to say, I'm a big guy, and then you take the money and send him up.
My question is, where do we get all this done? Hashem says not like that.
So that doesn't bother me. Because Hashem said, V'zed Tvar Hashemita. Hashem said, you're supposed to say, you don't want the loan. He should want to pay you back. Lamaisa, you did him a favor. He should want to pay you back. Hashem said, you can't make him pay you back, but without Rashi. You can't collect the loan. You can't ask for it. If he offers it, you have to tell him, I'm sorry, Shemitah avoided it. That's between you. You did your job. Now, he borrowed money, so he doesn't owe it legally. But come on.
He's giving back to the Matana?
Yes. Yes. That's without Rashi. The Rishonim are saying you can put him on a guilt trip for not wanting to be a nice guy. Rashi seems to say you can force him physically, which the other Rishonim have a problem with. And again, I only spoke about what the Bach says, that you can only do that if he offered to pay once. If he never offered to pay once, you can do nothing. If he offered to pay once and you told him Shamed Ani and he walks away, then you can use, according to Rashi, you can force him to pay you, give you a present. Other Rishonim say you can't physically force him. You can put him on a guilt trip. Some Rishonim say you can put him on a guilt trip with words. Other Rishonim say you put him on a guilt trip in the way you react. Something about that. Eitzvi Abaya.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
That's a question. The first part of Rashi, is that going on the borrower or the lender? Who's that going on?
The lender, the borrower, is now going away. He's leaving.
Right, so if he wants, but Rashi says, "Hi, Rashi, Lachzerbo." Is that going? Who wants to return to whom?
Lachzerbo means to change his mind. He wants to, either means that the lender decides he wants the money after he said Meshamed Ani, or it means that the borrower is ready to go away home. He's ready to turn around and go home. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I think my mind to Eitzvi Abaya. When the guy pays him, he should not tell him, I'm paying you back my loan. And it's my money, I'm giving you a present. Mashma, that there's no coercion over here. Because if you're forcing him, it doesn't make it pashtus, you're forcing him, he's paying the loan. Amalei, tali leinam yadam rachi. You're right. You force him to say, I'm giving you a present. Rashi, Ada Amar, Hachib Matan Ani Naisalach. The Ein Kam Shim Lo Yigais, the Loi Bebe Dina Ketavah Like. You're not taking this back to bed. Now, the first time you're not allowed to collect it all. You didn't collect it. He offered it. Now you're forcing him. You're not collecting it. The Loi Bebe Shim Chai. It's not alone anymore. Now you're forcing him to give you a present. Again, the other Rishonim say you do it either verbally or body language. Rashi seems to say you actually can force him, and again, that's the pshat that Rishonim have a hard time understanding.
This only if he has a prosbo?
Nothing to do with prosbo. If he had a prosbo, he wouldn't need all this. So, doesn't have to avoid it.
So in this case, the guy didn't want to pay back the loan. Shmita, you know. So who initiates the conversation?
If he doesn't come at all, there is no conversation.
So he has to first present himself and say, I want...
He walks in and says, I want to pay you back. The lender has to say, you can't pay me back, the loan is gone. At that point, Rashi, all the Rishonim seem to learn in the Gemara, that once he presented himself and you told him no, you can then now try to, I'll use the word persuade, that he should pay you back as a present. But if he never presented himself, the conversation never started, because you can't go over to him.
And if the guy, and the guy, the borrower, doesn't follow up. He says, okay, I'm a Kabbalist. He says, I'm not Kabbalist.
So according to Rashi, you can physically force them. According to other Rishayim, you can put them in a guilt trip.
No, there's nobody who says, okay, it's over and done with. It's
Shmita. Well, it is, if you get, again, it is over and done with. If you can't force him, and if he doesn't care about your guilt trip.
In other words, the chacham smile upon the person who pays back.
Yes.
But they don't smile upon the guy who says, Shmita, I'm not going to borrow.
Correct. They smile on the person who realizes that he got a favor done to him, and he should give it as a present.
But they don't smile on the person who's Mekayim Shmita by saying it's canceled.
Yes, they do. He's Mekayim and Mitzvah.
They don't give him any extra credit the way they would. They wouldn't have the same...
Of course they give him credit.
And if he forces... It's going contradicting by forcing him to...
Again, he said, Mishamanani, the loan is void.
He did his...
Now he has a right, according to Rashi. Again, Rashi is the hard one to explain. I said this at the start of the sugya. If you learn like the other Rishayim for a second, after you voided the loan, you can make him feel guilty for not giving you a present.
Negative what the intention of the
Shemitah
is.
Why? It canceled the loan. If you don't learn like Rashi, you can put him in a guilt trip and he can say, get lost, and goodbye.
Yeah. But I would have thought, if it doesn't have the Gemara here, that's it. There's nothing to do. You can't make him feel guilty because that's how Shemitah works.
Well, the Klar and the Gemara, that the Gemara holds that you can definitely make him feel guilty. According to Rashi, you can do more to make him feel guilty.
Where
did
they get that from?
The word Zazet Varashmita. That as soon as you said Shamait, you did everything that was done had to be done, and now you can quote unquote take matters into your own hands. No, because then you're collecting.
I'm
Shama my loan. And then if the guy walks in, excuse me, do you think you're treating me nicely? I lent you the money. Is this the way you treat me? Like? You don't owe me the money, but is this the way you treat a guy?
Can he come forward with that? As maybe the initiator.
But the Malva's the initiator, sure is. After he says he voids the loan.
But it doesn't have to be that he first said, I want to pay you back. It doesn't have to be a Malva.
Again, according to the Mechayim, the guy has to first offer to pay back. You're not allowed to collect.
But you can't even do... So
it's not clear. And going to the Bach, the way he learned Rashi, for sure you can't. Now, the question is, going to the other Rishayim, can you put him on a guilt trip if he doesn't offer to pay back? I didn't see anybody discuss. In the Gemara's cases, it's he offered to pay back, and then you can put him on the guilt trip.
What is this all about? If you can do that, if you can say... And they had this conversation. And what is the purpose of the...
Well, again, if he doesn't care about the guilt trip, he legally can walk away and not pay it back.
So,
what about Mekayim Devorah? Isn't there an Indian to be Mekayim?
You did! You voided the loan!
No, but the guy borrowed the money. He knew that at some point after...
The tyrant says, I'm going to pay back, and I'm going to pay back. You know, we have very nice people here that seem to think that everybody goes on a guilt trip will automatically pay back. And a lot of people go on a guilt trip and walk out and don't care.
No, I think what was in terms of a little nicer, that...
How do you know it's nicer?
We used to present to our for 2 weeks before Shemitah, he goes to a guy and says, listen, can I borrow some money from you? The guy says, yes. I hope you know, in 2 weeks at Shemitah. The guy says, I know, I asked my calendar. He says, well, I'm lending money.
So write a principle.
No. What I'm trying to say is, the guy already, he's, the Malva already is saying, I know, what I have a calendar also for Aguda. And I know it's Shemitah. He's saying already, I'm giving it up. That's what he's saying.
Or I'm trusting you.
Yeah. What?
He's not trusting
him. He's saying to him, I know the situation. I'm still going to lend it to you. I know it's a Shemot, the Halva, and I know it. Don't think I'm a stupid. I lent you the money. I know it's going to be Shemitah.
But again, and then I can still want a present.
lend him the money means I'm going to get it back at some point, right?
Not really. Not if you know Shemitah is coming in 2 weeks. You probably know you're not going to get it back at the loan. But you can hope that the guy's a mensch. I did him a favor. He'll do a favor back to me.
No, Moshe's saying very good. He's saying, like, it takes away from the whole thing. Is that...
It doesn't take away from anything.
Charade? Not a charade.
Not a charade. He can walk away. Even going to Rashi, it's only if you're strong enough to physically force him. If not, he walks away.
Oh, but that didn't... You get best in the...
No, absolutely not.
Force thing, like...
No, it's not an obligation. It's not. It's not an obligation. There's no reason why he would just. It's not an obligation. Don't think about that. Abba Bar Miyumi. I'm sorry. Abba Bar Marsa, who Abba Bar Miyumi, had the Masik Be Rabbi Zuzi. Rabba had lent him money. Rabba was the malva. Rashi says, "Have masik bay." Rabba Zuzi hay noisha boys mois. Rabba haya malva. Rabba was the one that lent Abba Bar Marsa money. I sinu nahale b'shvias. He brought it to him after shmita. Amalei meshametani. So Rabba told him, "I void the loan." Shaklinu v'azol. So Abba Bar Marsa said, "Have a wonderful day." He took his money and left. Us Abaya. Abaya comes. Ashkechid Abba Atzav. He finds Rabba sad. Amale Amaya Atzav Mar. Why are you sad? Amale Hachi Abba Maisa. This is the story. He came to pay me back the loan. I said, Meshamani. And he turned around and walked out with his money. Now, Rabba was very, very poor. The Gemara says in Maya Katan that Rabba was extremely poor. And here he had lent money. And the person came to pay him back. And he did Meshamarani. And the person did not say, but take it as a present. So Rabba was sad. Azulagabe, so Abaya went to Abba Mar Mayumi. To Abba Bar Mars, to Abba Mayumi. I'm like, I'm telling you, Lamar, you brought Rabba back the money. I'm like, what did he tell you? I'm like, Meshamarani. I'm like, Abba Pekin. Did you tell him you still wanted to give it to him? I'm like, Laya, no. You should know, if you were to tell him Avapikain, he would have taken it from you. Go tell him Avapikain. Why are you doing this? He tells Abba Mamiyami. Baba needs money. Why are you doing this? If you tell him Avapikain, he'll take it from you. Why aren't you telling him Avapikain? So he said, oh, fine. So also he went, Abtina Nahale. He went and took it to him. Amar Abba Pekin. Shaklinu minay. Took him. Amar. So Rabbi said, "L'habi beidai tabai tzurim rabbanim yikaram." Why didn't this Talmud Chacham, referring to Abba Bar Marsa, have the das to know that this is what he's supposed to do to begin with? Why did I need it? Why did Abaya have to like teach him hello? You know, it'd be a nice thing if you gave Rabbi a present.
Is it relevant if he's poor or not?
No, the poor part they speak out only because why Rabba was so sad that he lost the money.
Oh, that part, yeah, it has nothing to do with the
right. The story they would tell you is he danced and he said, Baruch Hashem, right? Right?
No.
It didn't happen here, right? You know, like when you make up a story, you always have him dancing. Here, you didn't have Rabba dancing.
That's irrelevant if Rabba's poor.
No, absolutely not. No, I said that to answer people who were asking me, shouldn't Rabba be so happy that he was able to be the kind of mitzvah he should give a kiddush? So I answered that question. That was the purpose of me saying that Rabba was poor.
I didn't know why Rebbe said it, now Rebbe's explaining.
Right. Now, Abba Pekin.
Is that human nature that really want to get paid back?
Again, you're still busy with the spirit of the Torah. I don't know who gave you the right to make up a spirit of the Torah.
When I buy a lulav and an esrog, I think I have to have the spirit of the Torah when I want to buy a hiddur.
It's halacha. You only do halacha. There's no spirit. I don't see where you get spirit here.
If a person gives tzedakah regretfully, he doesn't get the same...
No, that's true.
Is this
All the Torah required is the loans are voided, and if a guy offers to pay you back, say, I void it. That's all. That's the mitzvah.
Okay, so if he's happy to say, I'm the shaman, is he on a higher madrigal than the person?
I don't know. Happy? I don't know. I would assume Rabbah was on a very high madrigal.
I assume so, too.
And Rabbah was upset, sad that he didn't lost his money. He would have expected Rabbi Moser to say, take it as a present. I threw in that he was poor to answer this question.
When he gave the loan.
He did a chesed.
He gave a chesed, but he knew that he also was aware that Shemitah will one day...
And he also knew that if the person says, I'm a PK, he can take it.
Person didn't know about it, then he should not be
the way the world.
So this is
what happened.
I don't know.
Well, these were Tamid HaChacham. These are not things.
It's not theory. It could have been a simple one. He said,
Mishamani.
Why not?
It says he found them sad.
I know, it's a mitzvah to say. So he's a simple one.
Again, I told you, the stories, he would be dancing and making a kiddush.
After he got back,
he threw when he was poor to accentuate that by Rabbah, this money made a difference in his life. The chesed, but he really needed it.
And the Baruch did not say Alpha
Pichain. I don't know. Rabbi said Lahav Beidaita. So Rabbi felt that he should have known it on his own. He should have known to say it. It doesn't say what I. Now, the rest of the story you can make up. I don't know. I don't make up stories. I try not to make up stories.
This comment he said to that person?
No. I don't know if he said it to him. Rabbi said about him. It's interesting, the same person is mentioned in my cut in a different story. I think it was Rava. And Rava says, I have a badai to buy two from Rava on him, I think. It's the same. The Achranim just point out, it's two times in Shas. That Meroim say about this, again, he's a big, obviously, it's a Turvim Rabbanon. In both places, we call him a Talmud Chacham. And in both places, in Amira says he should have figured this out on his own. Should have known this on his own.
So we're saying, after everything's said and done, is that the borrower had the das to pay it back. So
at least if he's a Talmud Chacham.
In general.
No, not in general. If he's a Talmud Chacham.
So let's say a person's borrowing money and the Gemach and he has a Baru.
Doesn't make a difference. We're learning now, yeah?
Yeah, so the point is that the guy's not paying back his loan.
Yes.
So it's the same thing that the RO should go to the guy and hang him to a tree.
Well, what happens if the guy owes you money and doesn't pay back a loan?
Yeah, I'm saying so.
Bethan hangs him on a tree.
No! The creditor
will take the order, will take the guy to bed.
What?
If I guarantee a loan and the guy doesn't pay it, I want him to pay me back. I did him a favor. I guaranteed a loan.
It's the same.
Again, what happens if somebody owes you money and doesn't pay you? No, there's halachas. You're not allowed to see a loan kadosh. If you know he doesn't have money, you're not allowed to ask him for it. He had the money. He offered him the money. Here is the money. There's halachas in collecting a loan. Now, my first taina, it's an interesting taina he has. Now, today there's nobody that doesn't have the money. He pays his electric bill. Who decided that electric bill is more important than paying back the loan? He has money. He's paying his electric bill. He's paying his gas bill. He can't go without electric. Well, he can't go without paying you back. You know, it's very hard to have Lysia like Kadisha today. Because it's not food is necessary. Living is necessary. Electric is an extra. You don't need electric. Very hard to live in the dark with candles. People did it for thousands of years.
Refrigerator.
So, you pay, instead of paying the electric bill, pay back the loan. Texas, we don't think that way because to us, electric is a necessity. But here's what he timed us. He says, you're allowed to ask the guy for the money. He doesn't have money. What do you mean he doesn't have money? Does he pay his electric bill? He doesn't pay his electric bill. He needs water and food. He has a house. Not taking his mortgage. He has a house. But he's paying the other things as well. It's not like he only...
Cell phone bill.
Again, I'm not passing a local mic, but that's for my first.
Does it have to do with what came first?
And the electric bill comes every month.
Yes, I'm saying.
He owes the money. Guy borrowed $1,000. You come and ask him $1,000, the guy says, I don't have an extra penny, I'm sorry. Now, are you allowed to bother him? Now, Walker says if he doesn't have money, you're not allowed to bother him.
Can you make force him to take out a loan to pay
you? No. No. Have that money to pay you. Let's see, look at Nisha. It's alive in the Torah. Reb Chaim Brisker walked to Shul a different way, so he shouldn't meet the guy who owes him money. He shouldn't feel bad. He'll be able to love him when he sees like Yenisha. So he used to walk by the guy's house on the way to Shul, but the guy owed him money and didn't pay him because he didn't have any money. So Reb Chaim Brisker walked a long way to Shul. Why? He shouldn't be able to see like Yenisha. If you're Reb Chaim Brisker, that's the story of Reb Chaim Brisker. Okay, very good. Now, besides that, guy owes you $1,000, and he doesn't have money to pay you back. So Mechayr is a lively seal like Yenisha. Can't ask him for the money. So my first set in this year is he paying his electric bill. If he's paying his electric bill, then he has money. Who determines that the debt to the electric company is more important than the debt to you? Terry says, don't cut off his electricity.
Right.
So
if he pays you from, let's say, a home equity line of credit, is that considered taking an interest from him?
Again, that's his business, how he pays you. You're not mechuyav to see how he gets his money. I'm mechuyav to see how he gets his money. He wants to borrow from his home equity line of credit. That's his life. That's his problem. It's not your problem. You're not getting it.
I'm not
here to get it. I would say, you're asking me about the very first, but I would say...
I also would say electric is a necessity. I was shocked by that.
And then you have to look into a person who lends you the money. Do you really need it?
You're a mechiyev to pay back. I know, a guy borrowed money from Moshe Reichman once, and Moshe Reichman said, why are you paying me back? He said, when you need it, call me.
That's a good one.
Well, you need it, call me. I mean, yes.
Rivrom. When the lender... Who does he go to? He goes to the person who borrowed the money, or to the
RA? First, you go to the
light bulb. And then you go to the RA?
Yes.
And which one can he hang on the tree? Both of them? One of them?
The Bezen. That's Bezen's job. This is not Shemitah now. This is Bezen's job. You go to Bezen, the guy owes me money, didn't pay me. This is a different story. The guy voluntarily came to pay a loan.
See, I'm talking about...
That's not his case.
But I'm asking anyway. At the top of the page, who do you...
There's no guarantor. The guy offers to pay the loan. Forget about the guarantor. He's out of the picture. Avraham is asking a different case, not Shemitah. There's no guarantor. When he has money, he comes to pay back the loan. There is no guarantor. It's gone. It's over.
Okay, so in the case on the top of the page... What would happen then if a guy says, I'm not giving it, and the guy says, I'm Mishamit, and then he doesn't pay?
Nothing!
So he can only force the guy who borrowed, but not he can't do this to the RA. Right?
He's no Arav, the guy offered to pay the loan!
That's true.
The Arav is no Chiyuv to give a present.
I don't know what is the obligation of an RA.
To pay back a loan.
If the lender doesn't pay it, if the borrower doesn't pay it.
If he's no Chiyuv to pay it.
So at that point, he's on
the... You have a debate. There's no guarantee anymore. Zuck to my mic. Rashi. Did I do Rashi? Yeah, Rashi. I didn't do Rashi. Also, look at Bab. By also, look at Bab. Mar. Some Rabbi will have to be died to buy two from Rabbanu. Me card. Have a little man. My beginning should have done it on his own. Zuck to my mic. Tom Rav Judah. Mar. Nachman. Neman. Other Lord. My push. Behind. Beyond. He loves me many. Persons believe to say I had a push when I lost it. Even though he can't show his principle. My time up, given the Tkin Rabbanim principle, the Shabbat Kateri Vasur Yisura. Doesn't make sense he wouldn't like a principle. It's such an easy thing to do. If he can do it, why in the world wouldn't he do it? And therefore he's believed to say he had it. Rashi, given the Tkin Rabbanim principle, Matsu Lemigva Batera, the Shabbat Kateri is a Malva Beloy principle, the Milva Beloy principle, the Mem Havaliva of it. Vachi Yisura. Why would he lie and do something Asur when it's so easy to do it in a heterodic way?
is the one when they received to have a divorce?
Again. We're going now to Yenina Star principle.
Oh, okay.
That's the comment of Rav. He's to ask the question. He offered the guy an out. The guy came to collect a loan. Now the guy said, Shemitah passed. Rabbi turned to the lender and said, Did you have a principal that you lost? This is when you're allowed to. Usually, Bezin does not offer any kindness to any litigants. Here, this is like offering him, because everybody wrote principles. So, like, he would just like say, did you have a principal? Like, it's a normal occurrence. It's like opening the mouth of somebody that's mute. Because it's not called teaching him to taina. It's like offering just a simple way. Says clearly that without a principal you can't collect. Mashma, we don't believe him to say he had a principal. And for the Gemara Tanoi, Tzimachloikas. Hanya Maitzi Shtarchayv Tzarchayim a principal. Without a principal, we don't believe you to say you had a principal. Where is the principal? And according to the Chachamim, we believe you to say you had a principal. Rashi. Dr. Heiliger Rashi. Now, Kochim, the Torah, I leave Abba, that's given. He must be claiming this. Right? The fact that it says, Harelu Yifru means he has a taina. Taina can't be, I didn't have a principal, I want to collect anyway. Of course he can't collect without a principal. Must be that he's tining he had a principal. And the Tanakhama is saying, sorry, we need to see the principal. You can't collect the money unless you can show us the principal. And the Chacham is saying, no, sorry, the Nemelimer of us. Yes. Now, what is your problem, Rebbe Avraham?
What's going to happen in that case?
It's going like the Mount Yabba that says he's believed.
All he did was ask,
did you have a principal that you lost?
If anything, then the Bezdin says, maybe you had a principal, didn't you? So the guy is going to think to himself, wait a minute, I didn't have it. But I'm going to retard if I say I didn't have it.
Well, you're accusing the guy of lying.
Yeah, Bezdin is putting a guy in a situation.
So that's what I was trying to say, that Rav considers this such a simple thing that people did that he doesn't consider that he's teaching the guy something that he wouldn't have thought of on his own.
He would have thought of his own, but maybe he didn't do it.
Again. It's such a simple thing that we assume. Again, I'm just telling you what Rav holds. You're telling me not that way. Rav is saying that everybody wrote principles. What am I supposed to do? I heard you saying it. I heard it 8 times. I can repeat it for you. That maybe the guy didn't have a principle, and Rav is teaching him how to lie. That's what you're saying. Where he's going to lie. Again, he's going to lie.
He's going to, because he doesn't want to look stupid.
Again, so he's going to lie. Let's call a spade a spade. Rav is teaching him how to lie. And the truth is, in most cases, Bezin's not allowed to offer a taina.
Is that a derisa?
The Bezin can't offer a taina?
Yeah, what is that called?
I forgot already what the word is. Bezin's not allowed to take a taina. Not allowed to. But when things are so simple that you assume the guy had it, just afraid to say it, you offer him that out.
He was afraid to say it. Why?
I don't know. He's afraid to look stupid that he lost his principal.
He went to the relative
and the relative told him to say,
what the
kindness
should be.
Is
that true?
The Gemara says that you're not allowed to do it. Dr. Mishnevait. Eved Shenishba, okay, we are totally switching subject. And the reason is because we brought in Tikkun Olam, which we started because the names of the get, or before that even, Bitu HaGet, I think the Mishnah used the word Tikkun Olam. Hiskin Rugam Leozakim made Tikkun Olam. So the rest of the Barak, into the next Barak, we'll be talking Tikkun Olam. All kinds of different cases, nothing to do with Masechta's Gittin. Things that are done with Nei Tikkun Olam. Here comes the next one.
Can Tikkun Olam be done today?
We don't make Tikkun Olam. We don't make Takanas. I can't say we never make Takanas. Today it would be very hard to make Takanas.
when they cut us about the weddings, $25,000 left.
Okay. That was for your own kehilah. I mean, obviously nobody listened, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Was that made?
It's not the power of a takana, no. But in Chassidish courts, when the Rebbe makes a takana, they listen. They do.
It's a true takana, whatever. It's
it's not a true takana. It's just that if you want to belong, you got to listen.
Okay.
And when they say in Sapmer that you're not allowed to buy your kala diamond, you have to buy her a zirconium, whatever that's called, the fake ones, they listen. Because if they don't listen, the Rebbe, you're not going to be part of the Rebbe and look at you. That's how it works. It doesn't work with the power of takana, it works with the power of if you want to belong.
But over here in the Gemara, it says takana.
It's like the Rebbe in the Shir says, everybody has to walk in with an ice vahad Gemara. They're going to walk in with an ice vahad Gemara, because if not, the Rebbe will say to him, what are you doing here?
So takana is the word done, said in the Gemara.
Had a much bigger power. It was a bezin. The bezin HaGadol was the, yes, much bigger takana. And a daima. They would like to make takanas today. The problem is the authority is not there, that everybody has to listen. It'd be a good idea if people would listen, but they don't, so what can you do? Purpose of takana today is to give people an out. If you want to listen, you can always have listen to the takana.
But it's still called takana.
Because of takana chasana. Gives people an out. If you don't want to spend your life's fortune on a chasana, you can say, I listen to the takana. That's the purpose of it. Yes, it is. Baruch Hashem, for simchas. Eved Shenishva, and Eved got captured by Goy, Upadu, and they redeemed him. Other Yidden redeemed him, not his master. This is an Eved Kanani who got captured by a guy, and other people redeemed him. Im Lishum Eved, if they redeemed him, then he should remain an Eved, Yishtabed. He has to remain an Eved. Im Lishum Ben Chayrim, Lo Yishtabed. If they redeemed him, then he should become free. He no longer has to work for anybody. And again, this needs a lot of explanation, which the Gemara will offer. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Yishtabed. He has to work regardless what their intention was. Rashi, Eved Kanani, Shenishba Padu Yisrael Machairim, Yishtabed, Begemara Mefarish. So Rashi right away tells you, hold your horses, this is going to need explanation in the Gemara, so wait and see what the Gemara does. Frek the Gemara Bemayaskina. What's the situation? Now, I'm going to learn like Rashi. This is a major machlokes rishayim. But I'm going to learn like Rashi. Now, I want to introduce a machlokes that's going to be pertinent here. There's a machlokes if an Eved owner makes his Eved Hefker. Now, there are two kinyanim, two ownerships, I guess, that an owner has in his Eved. Kanani. One is the owner's, he owns his money, all his work, everything that has to do with his monetary value. And the other thing is he owns his body, the Gabi Surim. He can't marry a Jewish girl. He can eat truma if he's an Eved Kayan. Because that's part of an ownership that an owner owns of an Eved that gives him certain halachas that are not monetary. Whether he can marry a Jewish girl or not has nothing to do with monetary. But he's an Eved Kayan that he eats truma, has nothing to do with monetary. It's a right that comes because he belongs to a Jewish master. Or prohibitions that come because he belongs to a Jewish master.
Truma could translate to monetary.
That's not the reason.
Okay.
Even if he wants to go to, somebody wants to give him a present truma, he can eat truma. Nothing to do with monetary. Now, owner comes in and says, I'm making my Eved Hefker. That means he has given up his monetary rights in this Eved. Does the Eved need to still get a Shtar Shichrur? Because the prohibitions that came with being an Eved are still there. Or do they automatically fall off as soon as the owner gave up his monetary rights? That's a machlokes. Later on in the Gemara, we will have that as a machlokes. This Gemara is operating at least we're going to learn, that monetary and prohibitions are separate. We will see that as we go along, and we'll take care of it tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah.